Hello, PMP. I am popping in here, surprise, on a Friday, and I am responding to a thread that a lot of the newbies, and actually some of the April and June girls are in, talking about overwhelm, okay? What's overwhelm, y'all? Overwhelm is a feeling that's created by a thought, okay? Overwhelm is something we feel when we have a thought like, I don't know what to do, or I'm so far behind, or there's so much to think about, or I'm too busy. All of this leads to overwhelm. I want you all to really, really understand that, okay? Think about this. If you feel overwhelmed today, it's because you have a thought that is creating the feeling of overwhelm, okay? So a lot of you who are just starting are seeing the NoBS, printing out your quick start guide, ordering your planner, you've cruised the website, you've seen all the goodness that PMP has to offer, right? Some of you are like, bring it. I am ready for this. I am all in. I'm cruising, right? Tell me what to do. I'm in. And others of you are like, holy crap, this is a lot of stuff. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I'm not sure. Where's my planner? I can't start. All the things, right? Here's Kathy telling you exactly what you need to do today, okay? You don't have to wait for your planner to start. That's why we have the quick start guide for you, okay? Go to NoBS on the website. Hello. Print your quick start guide. It has everything you need until you can get your planner together. If you even need a planner, okay? We want you planning. You don't have to use the specific planner. You can use what's in the quick start guide. You can print your own. You can use a piece of paper, okay? Don't use that as an excuse to procrastinate, to not feel the discomfort, to not get started, okay? Because that's all this is, right? That's all this is, oh my gosh, what have I done? I really have to do this now. I don't know where to start. So if you have those thoughts and you have, Tammy says busted, and you have overwhelm, tell yourself, there's one thing I can do today, and pick one thing. That's how you get out of overwhelm, y'all. Seriously, overwhelm will not exist if you're doing one thing. So what's one thing you can do today? Can you listen to one lesson of NoBS? Can you drink some water? Can you print out your quick start guide, right? What can you do? Let me give you some structure now, okay? For all of you who don't know what your next steps are, the email that you get on Sunday called the Massive Action Line weekly newsletter is going to give you everything you need to know for the week. It's going to suggest a NoBS schedule. Keyword suggest, okay? You can take a month on module one. You can re-listen to 24-hour planning and hunger scale 10 times if that's what it takes to solidify those concepts for you. You don't have to follow the schedule that everyone else is following or that some of the people are following. Some people have worked all the way through NoBS already. Some people haven't started yet. Any of that is fine. You know yourself best. You know how you learn best. This is self-paced. Y'all, NoBS is going to be available to you as long as you're a member. You can go through it again and again and again and again. You can take as long as you want, or you can take as little time as you want. Okay? So important for you to hear me say this. All right? Success is defined by how you show up. If you are overwhelmed, you're not doing anything. You're not showing up, right? So pick one small thing. I have notes. Pick one small thing that you can do, one step forward that you can make. Think about, I know y'all have heard this analogy. Think about that baby who's learning to walk. That's why we call you September babies, right? You're going to fall down. You're going to shake it off. You're going to stand back up, and you're going to try and take another step. You're going to fall down, you're going to shake it off, you're going to stand up, you're going to take another step. if a baby said, uh-uh, fell down, never walking again, what progress would they make, right? But they get up, they hold on to something, and they take that next step. That's what the tribe's for. Hold on to them. Listen to them. Give them, you know, that's what Ask Coaches is for. Hold on to us, right? Your own pace, self-paced, listen as many times as you want. The other thing I'm going to tell you to do is to minimize distractions. If you are one of those people that needs to be super duper hyper focused in one area to learn and to bring it together, then don't get in the Facebook group every day. Don't scroll through there and say, oh my gosh, look at her. She's lost half a pound and I haven't lost anything. Don't do that. Okay. The Facebook group is for fun. It's for getting in there and hooking up with people and all that kind of stuff. That's not going to lose your weight. Your weight is going to be lost with the basics. The basics are in the No BS program, in the No BS plan. That's where your focus needs to be. If you ever think, if your brain ever says, I don't know what to do next, I want you to hear my voice say, push play on No BS. That's always the next step. Now, I saw somebody say, I didn't want to start a video until I knew I could finish it. Why not? Right? If you don't press start, you don't know if you're going to have time to finish. Some of those videos, y'all, are like 8 minutes long. Some of them are 5 minutes long. The planning one is 30 minutes long. So what if you get through 5 or 6 minutes before you have to hit pause? What's the worst thing that can happen? You start over. That's 5 or 6 minutes, which means you hear it twice, which means you hear Corinne and her wisdom and explaining things twice. Not a bad thing, right? Some of the other things I saw were, oh, somebody had a great analogy. You build a house one brick at a time, right? One brick. How many bricks do you think are in y'all's houses? Thousands and thousands, right? One brick at a time, that's all you need. Stay focused on the small steps. Push play. Create your own schedule. If the one that we've provided is not working for you, it's fine, totally fine. Use your resources, ask questions. Come in here and tell us what's going on. Come in to Ask Coaches. Come into the tribe. Find an accountability partner, only if you want one. It's not required, okay? Monday's thread. Always look for Monday's thread if you want an accountability partner. That's it. Minimize distractions. And remember, overwhelm is a feeling that you create with a thought, okay? Let's see if there's any questions. Let's see. I've got lots of good mornings. Yeah, Helen reminds us that the planner and the planner pages can be printed off the website. Absolutely. But you don't have to have the planner. You can wait on your copy. You can use a sheet of paper. You can, you know, use your quick start guide. You can do all of that stuff. Oops, I think I just waved at somebody. Got to take control of your own plan and find what works. Yes, I'm still trying to finish the intro. Judy Thomas, that's not a problem. In fact, there's a video in the orientation that I hadn't listened to in a while. And I don't know if I called her or Slacked or something. I got with Corinne and I said, oh my gosh, that commitment video, solid. So good. So good. Here's a question. I've been struggling with the hunger scale. I either am way too low or unsure. I know that sometimes I feel like I need to eat. I hold out and then I'm ravenous. How do I find my balance? Stacy, there is a hunger scale resource in the Staying on Track bonuses on the website under the toolkit. I would use that. I would play with my hunger scale. I would acknowledge that sometimes I get too hungry and that's okay. Here's what that feels like. I would acknowledge that sometimes I'm wondering if I'm really hungry, and here's what that feels like. Play with it, figure it out, do your work on it. It's all going to be very personal to you. Teresa says, decided to listen to all the podcasts while walking the dogs. We've been walking twice a day, and I've lost 1 pound this week, and I haven't really started. Just received my planner yesterday. Right. Teresa found a little small corner of time where she could dedicate to herself and her program. That's what I encourage all of y'all to do. Find that piece of time, whether it's on your commute, walking your dogs, before you get started for the day, while you're in the shower, whatever it is, find that little corner of time where you can focus on yourself. Okay? All right, y'all. I hope this is helpful. I hope my encouraging words keep you away from being overwhelmed and focus you back on the work that you can do, because when you're sitting in overwhelm, you're not doing the work. And that's, you know, all it takes is just that one little baby step forward, and that dropping the excuse of I don't know what to do next, and either asking a question or just taking a guess. Just deciding, you know what, this is what I want to do next. What I want to do next is think about what I'm going to eat tomorrow so that I can have a successful plan. What I want to do next is fill up my water bottle, because Corinne says water is a fat burner, and I really want a fat burner today. What you might do next is go to bed. You know, it's all of those things are exactly what you need to do in that moment. You know why? Because that's what you decided to do. All right, y'all. Hang in there. Let us know what you need, okay? See ya.